Hello and welcome to our program. Today we continue in our study in the book of Revelation. We'll be looking in Revelation chapter 3. You'll get more from this study if you can have your Bible ready. We've mentioned before that the first verse of this book, it talks about the fact that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's revelation, singular, there's no S on the end of that. One continuous revelation of our Lord. It's a great idea to focus on Him. That's what this book does. And if you're having trials and troubles today, and many of us do along the trail, here's some good advice. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in this darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.
Revelation chapter 3, I'm beginning to read here today at verse number 1. The Lord said to John, unto the angel or the pastor of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. What a solemn portion of Scripture. The Lord is writing to this pastor at Sardis, and he says, you have a name that you're living, but you're dead. We have a lot of churches like that today running under the banner of fundamentalism. Oh, they got a large crowd of people, and they're all waving their arms, and they're singing songs and beating their drums. But God says, no. Quite frankly, spiritually, you are dead. The churches are filled with people who have prayed a little prayer and are no more saved after they prayed that prayer than they were before they prayed it, because the Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And so he says to this pastor, remember therefore, remember, think back to what you received and think about where you are now and repent. Because if you don't, he said, God said, the Lord said, I will come on thee as a thief. You don't know what hour I'm going to come. Well, even in those churches, there is a remnant. There's a few names, even in Sardis, he said, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And so he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, what the Spirit saith unto the people. Now, if the Spirit's going to say unto the people that are not saved, you need to get saved. Sitting there in your Baptist church thinking you're saved? No, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, those that are in those churches that are actually saved. He said they've not defiled their garments. What the Holy Spirit's going to tell you is, come out from amongst them, be ye separate, and touch not that unclean thing, and find a church worth going to and support it. Well, we get to the next church in verse number 7. It's called the Church at Philadelphia, and this is a great church. To the angel, or to the pastor of the church at Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. God says, I'll pour out my blessings upon you if you meet the condition. And this church represents a church and a pastor that were meeting the conditions. It actually represents the period of time when the great revivals came along in 1859 and in that era. And the Lord says, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Why? Because they're a big, powerful church? No, he said in verse 8, thou hast a little strength. Why has God given them an open door? Because verse 8 says they have kept his word. You have kept my word and not denied my name. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but through lie. Behold, I'll make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which cometh upon the world, talking about the tribulation period, to try them that dwell upon the earth. He said in verse 11, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, the final church we have here is the church at Laodicea, and in verse number 13 to that pastor, he writes, These things saith the Amen, and the faithful, and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. He said, I would thou wert cold. He mentioned cold first. I'd rather have you cold than lukewarm. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Not talking about salvation here. It's talking about serving the Lord. It's talking about service. It's talking about being God's mouthpiece. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. We got these churches today running under the banner of fundamentalism and running under the banner of Baptist fundamentalism. And they got their black lights and their blue lights and their gongo bongo drums and everything beating and screaming like some kind of a party the devil was having. And they call it church. No, they're creased with goods. Well, they have a lot of sound equipment in there to make them noise. And they don't understand that they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eye with eye salve, that thou might see. Then he went on to say, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So this church at Laodicea, when we started, as you remember, in the midst, at the beginning of these churches, it says the Lord was in the midst of the churches. Not anymore. Here it says, verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. What grace. What mercy. God says, I'm here for the remnant. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, here we end the first three chapters, and now we step into chapter 4, and it's about the things that shall be hereafter. And this is the part that I've been interested in getting to. We needed to build the foundation prior to that, because that's what the Lord did in the first three chapters here. But now we're going to look in our next message as we begin here in chapter 4, where it says in verse number 1, after this, after what? After the things of the first three chapters, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me and said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
This is my earnest plea, for love. Jesus' breath, we